4 minutes he was gone. There may or may not be semen in your drill press now.
You mean more?
No, that's you. M-O-O-R-E. It's a name pun.
More spunky spooge. Spoogey spunks. Yeah, I had to stop at the grocery store on the way home to get an avocado.
Ugh.
You're not a fan?
No.
It's good. It's good, clean fat.
Mm-mm.
Sunny.
Fuck. You know what's shitty?
What?
I literally just remembered something I left at work.
Important?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go back and get it later. I'll just do that when I leave here. I'm halfway between here and there.
I aim to please.
You do.
Keep it convenient.
And I'm sober over here, so that makes it even easier to get into the office.
Yeah. You fumbling about on the keypad.
Mm-hmm.
And.
I was going to say, I hit it fucking wrong enough sober.
No, like I was coming, I stopped at the old Walmart grocery store, mm-hmm. Corner Airline there. It's my go-to because they got like 8 check yourselves out things, and I don't like to wait.
I go to O'Neill for the same reason, but they're open at 3 a.m.
The self-checkouts?
Yeah.
I'll drive over there for that.
Yeah, that's my fucking shit.
No, so I go to get into the line. There's already a bit of a line, which is
odd.
Well, because the girl that runs it is like a pro. She seems a little slow, but they put her on this one thing and she's really good at it and she's really, really polite. So more power to her.
It's like the best blowjob you ever had is because all that girl does is suck dick.
Yeah, she's really good at it.
She's a go-getter.
So there's like 3 or 4 people ahead of me. A couple of them are like, they're groups, so like families with kids, you know, so it looks bigger than it is. And this girl slides up next to me because, you know, we're kind of, the line is kind of curled off to the side. This chick with a big basket full of shit pulls up and like she's like right and kind of cuts me off, you know, and I'm not going anywhere. And I recognize her, the chick I went to high school with, and she was a bitch back then. And I was like, huh, I know this bitch. So I'm aware that she's not going to move. So I like whistled at her like, hey, no. I said, fuck it. So she ends up getting one of the little checkout booths ahead of me, and I stuck it out ahead of her, which was like a mild victory. It wasn't like seeing her.
Did you still know her name? Could you have been like, Clarice?
Sandra.
Oh, Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandy?
Yeah.
Back it up.
That's beside the point. Sunny.
Yes.
Sunny.
Sunny.
Welcome to Dork!
I fucking hate you.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm Sunny Weathers.
And I'm Nick Moore. You're listening to Dork episode. I think this is 160.
Awesome.
Yeah, even numbers. That's fun.
Go with that.
And
I'm not James Brown.
It is not James Brown. James and I had a scheduling difficulty, but thankfully RSP is out because Jeremy is so successfully helping LSU with its penalty calls during practice. So he's out for a little bit.
Oh, I don't know if we can say that.
What? No?
I don't know.
Nobody that listens to Dork really follows football, so you're good.
You'll have to check with him. You know how he doesn't like to mix his superhero identity with his Clark Kent.
Yeah, that's why his Twitter's Comic Ref, and he's in his like zebra stripes and all that.
I don't know. I'm just saying he's not helping.
But yes, so this week I got a special guest, which means we're going to get topical.
Let's get topical. Topical.
And Sonny.
Wanna get topical.
Sonny came ready to go with a topic based on a conversation we had.
I didn't realize that was like a topic that we were going to do. Like, I only know one of them.
No, it's perfect. And it's something that we can just tear on for a while. But you posted was it a full episode off of YouTube?
Oh, yeah, it was a full episode of Not Necessarily the News. Ran from 85 to like 90 on HBO.
Mm.
It was the first. It was like a sketch comedy, satirical. It was the original Daily Show. We're gonna make fun of Republicans.
Yeah.
And
it was edgy at the time.
Yeah.
Like people were like, oh, not necessarily. Did you see that?
Yeah. And the humor does not hold up all that well. Because, and it's not even just like, oh, because it's outdated politically, because I was, you know, I understood the politics of the time whenever I watched it yesterday. And I gave it a good 2 episodes. And, ooh.
No.
Mm-mm.
And hold up.
Not Stuart Pankin's best work.
Well, you also mentioned...
I mean, he does the infomercials now, but...
You also mentioned Sniglets.
Rich Hall.
Yeah, Rich Hall.
Fucking love that guy.
Who's huge in England.
Really?
They love his ass over there.
Does he do Sniglets or does he do other stuff?
I guess he does other stuff, but like,
I hope so.
There's a show called QI. I don't know if you've ever caught it. Hosted by...
I play that shit on Words with Friends all the time. QI. I don't know what the fuck QI means, but boy, QI Chi. Is a word. I thought that's CHI.
It depends also... on... You can spell it either way.
Huh.
But,
The more you fucking know.
Welcome to Dork. but, Rich Hall, I was watching the show QI. It's hosted by Stephen Fry. Basically, he's got a panel of comics.
Right.
And who's in what's it's. And they each show, each season is based on a letter. And so each episode is a word beginning with that letter. And they discuss it. And it's a bunch of trivia and things. So it's like a quiz show, but not. And so there are points given out at the end. Somebody wins. But it's again, it's all meh. You know, whatever. It's more.
So then he could just be fucking using Sniglets. He could just be making up his own stuff on there.
He could, but he hasn't. I've never seen him do it.
I mean, some like. So my favorite Sniglet, the one that I and the one that led me down the path to not necessarily the news, was one, and I remember it being better than it was, but I couldn't remember. And then whenever I finally found it, much like watching the old episodes, sorely disappointed.
Mm.
Jiffy Lust. It's the desire to be the first one to take the scoop out of a fresh jar of peanut butter.
Mm.
I thought it was something else.
But for the uninitiated, Sniglets were a series of books full of silly definitions for words that didn't really exist, like Urban Dictionary. I found a neat one yesterday. Snake snuggles.
Snake snuggles.
You know what a snake snuggle is?
Mm-mm.
It's where a dude's taking a shit and there's no other toilet available, so another dude sits on him cowgirl style, like facing him, and shits between his legs.
I don't...
It's called a snake snuggle.
I guess it's a snake snuggle because your dicks might be touching?
I guess. But that's the way Sniglets work. They were far less edgy. The one I remember is Cheetle. It's the name of the dust from Cheetos that you get on your fingers. Or Pup Dip Kiss. Wavers, the people that... raise their hands on roller coasters, the dip wavers.
Pup Kiss was the spot that's left on a window after like your dog's nose touches it.
Pup
that,
Kiss?
That little spot of moisture. Yeah. I thought we'd have more on this.
On Sniglets?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Frittles was another good one. It's the, all the like the crumbs left in a box of like crackers or chips.
Frittles?
Frittles.
Huh.
It's like vittles.
Again, they
I remember some of like them actually being smart.
Well, like, when I was little, I loved that shit. But looking back on it, it's weak. Another thing that I was really big on when I was little was Garfield cartoons. Dude, I had all the books.
Yeah, and Garfield's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's not a good cartoon.
The only good thing about Garfield is if you... Have you ever seen Garfield without Garfield? Have we talked about that on here before?
Yes. Yeah, with John just kind of...
Yeah, it's just John a maniac. Is a fucking lunatic just talking to himself. God,
yes.
That was great.
It's some genius editing.
It's not genius. They just remove Garfield from the frame. That's all they do. they just erase Garfield. It's not...
So you just, it's just a lonely man.
Yeah.
Wandering around screaming at the universe.
It's me at my house. Because like I talk to my dogs like that. Like if someone says something and it's incredulous to me, I'm like, Lou, Gus, you hear this shit? You hear him talking about this over here? And literally, since I'm the only one in the house because the dogs don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, it really is just the ravings of a lunatic in his house.
It's not the same. Dogs like kind of know. They don't. I'm not saying
Odie don't know shit.
Odie's retarded. But like, like most dogs, like, let's say, They know cats don't give a shit.
No.
You can talk to cats all... I know. I have two. I have one that actually responds when you talk to him, Christopher. But he does that because we talked to him from when he was really little. And cats, like feral cats, don't meow. They just don't.
Cats hiss.
Yeah, well, they don't even talk to you. They're just like... Even the ones that let you pet them. They're not like real chatty. Unless they get talked to a lot. And then they're like, oh, this thing will pet me more if I make this noise with my face. I can make it do things. That's it. Dogs get it. I think, like, on the level of at least... Let's say a 16-month-old child.
They say dogs can remember up to 100 words.
Yeah, I mean...
As long as a no isn't one of them. You know what they don't understand? Hey, Gus, stop shitting in the house. Come on, buddy.
He's a house shitter?
Come on, yeah.
You notice I still got a couple pins in the kitchen. One's for Minnie, one's for Moss. Love the dude, but when he's left alone all day... Minnie will like pee, and he's like, "Oh, it's cool now. We can piss in here."
Mm-hmm. Gus won't pee in the house, but he will shit sometimes.
Mm. Well, you've got carpeting too.
He doesn't like. Well, sometimes he'll shit on the carpet, but it's always in one spot, so I know where to go to look. But normally, he's respectful enough of me to do it on the tile, and it's like just like
good man.
Yeah, it's like right here. Hey, boss. It's right here on the light-colored tile so you can see it. Right there. Walking it. Look, right here. So at least he's respectful enough to do that. And I get it. Sometimes you can't wait.
Mm.
He was a full stray. He didn't have no rules. He's getting better. He has less accidents every week. But sometimes, you know, it's like, come on, man.
This is purposeful.
Yeah.
Dickhole. See, I get up every morning at the
sometimes,
same time.
Like, I know you heard those noises from the other room. Mm. Look, sometimes I'm watching pornography. Don't get alarmed. Those women aren't actually being hurt.
Don't panic, dude.
Yeah. That's like if it hits the carpet, it's panic shit. He's like, oh my God, there's a woman in distress.
Must help. Hey! Because you got your pugs are screamers, aren't they?
No. I don't have the screamer anymore. But Gus is just like, oh my God, it sounds like there's 3 large ethnic men assaulting that blonde woman.
How can I help?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll put a smell out so Master knows to come running.
He always comes running as soon as I do it.
Yes.
He knows. Yeah, my dogs, if I'm not up at a certain time, will wait until I roll over and then spring off the bed to the back door because they know I'll be there in a minnie. Because if I don't, then Minnie just starts shitting and pissing in the house. And that's the worst way to start your day.
Yes. Meanwhile, Lou has had one accident in the house ever. The oldest one.
Genius man.
And that, like, whenever I come in, he usually alerts me to the poo. Because he'll just go stand by it and look at it like, you believe this motherfucker?
In the
again
house?
With this shit. This is, like, I walk in and Lou's just like, this is why we can't have nice things. I don't get extra treats because this asshole shits on the floor. And Gus just sits there like, come on, man, my dick's halfway out. Come on.
Look at it. Look at it.
It's my life. It's my dogs.
So you mentioned not necessarily the news, and I started coming up with a list of shit that I thought was cool when I was younger. And, you know, there's a window there. Like, all the way from, let's say, 3 or 4 to... Let's say college. Like there comes a line. There's gotta be there. We have to put a line somewhere where you're like, I mean, that's not just me being younger. Like we all had a pair of parachute pants. You know,
yeah.
That was in at the time.
Yeah.
It's not that weird. You look at it and go ah, or it's a stupid haircut.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, everybody had it though. It's not like I was the only one. Like
right.
I didn't have a mullet in 2006 with some tight rolled Z Cavaricci's.
And,
like, I let it go when everybody else did.
And the other part of that is like you can look back on it and go, ah, I was there at that time. You don't think back on it and go, ah, that was awesome. Only to have your balls crushed when you look back on it. And like me, you regularly like will examine the archaeology of your youth, I guess. Where you'd be like, ah, I remember that. I'm gonna look it up. I have access to all the media in the world. Why would I not look back on something that I think fondly of? Some shit holds up. Some does not. And sometimes that happens in embarrassing ways. Do you remember the movie The Explorers?
Ooh.
And I've talked about it on here before.
Yeah.
James likes that movie still. It's one of his. He's like, I like it. It's Ethan Hawke, and
that's the one where they're in
Will
the,
Wheaton, I think.
Yeah, that's is that the one where they're in the.
One of the kids, and it is played by a kid who became an adult star. I can't remember any of the fucking names. If only we had some way to look this up.
Is this, hang on, while you look that up, is this the one where, like, they make the spaceship thing out of the amusement park ride that spins?
Yeah, the
cyclotron thing or whatever the fuck it is.
I just Wikipedia'd Wikipedia. What the fuck?
You fucking the... moron. Siri, Wikipedia.
The Tilt-A-Whirl.
There you go.
Yeah, the one of the cars off of Tilt-A-Whirl. Why do I want the? Maybe it's just Explorers. I put the Explorers, and it's a 1919 film. There we go. 1985 American science fiction fantasy film, starring Ethan Hawke, River Phoenix, and Jason Presson. He's the one that nobody knows anymore.
Yeah. Nobody knew him then.
Yeah, he's 46 now. Best known for being an explorer. So that's it. That's his whole Wikipedia entry.
You can see him now performing daily at Starbucks. Yeah. He's best known for his classic lines. Would you like whip on that?
Whip, no whip. River Phoenix, who you don't see in anything because he died. But he's the one.
His last jaw dropping performance was when his jaw dropped off of his skeleton in a casket.
So Will Wheaton wasn't in it. I must be thinking of River Phoenix's character. Ethan Hawke was the one who I want to say was the smart one.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Wolfgang. Let's see. Yeah, Wolfgang Müller. His parents are German scientists. And he's like his Mr. Smarty Pants. And he comes up with basically zero-point energy. Like, he comes up with a way to make a force field that you can control. Like, make a sphere of force that can contain air and you can control it. And he's like, we should make a spaceship with this. So they do. And the boys go to space and they find aliens. And that should be awesome. Right?
Somehow.
When I was six, it was fucking fantastic. I was like, yeah, there's junk out there and you could make a spaceship with it. This is feasible. With a 1985 home computer, we can program.
I mean, they built a woman out of a 1985 computer.
Yeah, but it was still plugged in. It wasn't trying to control anything remote. Sure. This is, you know, pre-Wi-Fi.
No, I'm talking about weird science.
Oh, I totally know. Like, that works because they could connect to the internets. That's they hacked into, like, the Whopper or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever their version of the Whopper was. They got into NORAD and, you know, are hijacking all the computer power to make Lisa. Don't crush my dreams. Mm. So... But again, weird science holds up-ish. Like, you can watch it and go, ah, yes.
Shockingly, the original movie holds up better than the TV show that they made of it off of USA.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But I think that Lisa held up better than...
Vanessa Angel?
Vanessa Angel held up better than Kelly LeBrock, who looks like she was married to Steven Seagal for a while.
But Kelly LeBrock is also, like, 20 years older than Vanessa Angel.
Sure. But she looked 20 years older than Vanessa Angel when she was Vanessa Angel's age now.
Valid point.
No. So...
But at the time, I jerked to both. Just put that out there.
Fair point. Well, so... One of the hard lessons I learned at, like, 13 was that, you know, even with that small amount of time... 7 years had passed since I had watched this one film, to the point when I was on a trip, like a family trip with a friend of mine, whose older sister I had a crush on from birth, and she had brought one of her friends who was
her
equally
name was
attractive.
Sandra.
It was not, but we were on a trip and we were all hanging out in the living room together watching TV, and they were flipping through the channels. And I saw one of the early scenes of The Explorers. Now, his family knows me as Nick the Weird Kid, but he's a good boy.
That's how we all know you.
Yeah.
The more things change, the more things stay the same.
Well, the family whose house we were staying at, who they were also traveling with, is their old family friends. They don't know me at all. And so they all are like, ah, Nick is here. He doesn't really know everybody. He obviously likes this film. Let us indulge him, and we'll all watch this film together. And I was like, guys, we don't have to do this. And they're like, no, no. You like this movie. Let's watch this movie together.
Did you caveat and be like, look, I liked it when I was six.
I didn't.
I recognize the tilt-a-whirl.
I was still excited. I was like, it's...
That's true, because this would have been the first time you saw it since then. Mm-hmm. You still nostalgia'd it.
And so we all watched The Explorers together, and it was my fault. So the whole time, like, if I had any play with this chick who was 5 years older than me...
You didn't.
At the time, I didn't. It was gone.
So let me just...
Painfully, over, like, 2 hours, because it was on TBS.
Let me just... devil's advocate at this. If you hadn't seen it again at 13 and had your barely pubescent dreams crushed by how bad adults and hot 18-year-old girls thought this was, like, if the Nick that's now, like, dork Nick, weird adult Nick, went back and saw Explorers for the first time, don't you think you might be like, if you could mind wipe that part where you disappointed all these hot women, don't you think like you might look back on it with a little more fondness? Lay on the sofa, talk to me. Tell me about your parents.
I don't, you know, the it had practical effects. So the aliens were these big rubber googly things, and
it's fucking 80s.
Freaking, I think River Phoenix. Yeah, ends up like macking on the. It's a brother and sister alien, and Will Wheaton, not Will Wheaton, freaking goddamn River Phoenix.
Will Wheaton.
River Phoenix macks on the sister, even though she's like 7 feet tall and has big stalk alien eyes. And
I mean, if you got a chance to bang an alien,
you do it. Yeah, it's not weird. Even though your germs might cause her to burn from the inside out, or maybe they.
That's why we got to build that wall.
Maybe they reproduce with, like, clouds of genetic material. Who knows? But...
You know, a couple girls like that.
Well, and then it turned... The twist is, they found these aliens, and then a giant alien ship comes and takes the other alien ship into its hold. And it turns out that they had just stole their dad's car. The other aliens. Yes.
But so, really, my whole problem with the movie is, like, he invents zero-point energy, but then the best thing he can do for a spaceship is, hey, let's get this old tilt-a-whirl.
I guess they just needed something to sit in. And I think they put the weird guy that works at Starbucks now in charge of it.
You think they could have been, like...
Because his dad had a junkyard.
Yeah, I was going to say, but at the junkyard, you think he could have been like, hey, there's, like, an old 57 Chevy. We wouldn't just sit in that...
That'd been groovy, and it's a bigger bubble.
Yeah. And then it would have also more correlated to the whole stealing the car gimmick of the aliens.
But you see the holes in it. It's weak now. Not that Star Wars is just flawless.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
somehow long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away, they had better technology than we have way, way forward in the future right up here.
Different galaxy. Different timeline. If they were, you know, further away from the bang, they've had more time to... Well, I guess it's the same amount of time, but they would have cooled faster. I don't know. Don't Thundercats.
Yeah.
Were you a fan?
Yeah.
Have you watched it recently?
Yeah.
Fan?
It's okay. I still look back on all that shit with nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, G.I. Joe, Red Laser, Blue Laser, Nobody Ever Dies, kind of cheesy, kind of hokey, I'm still fucking all in. Mask? All in. All in, sir. All in. I love it. Even stupid T-Bob, the little stupid robot that the kid rides on.
Oh, the little scooter thing.
Yeah.
Works at the gas station.
The only thing I hated then and I hate now, Orko from Superman. Hate Orko. Orko's a piece of trash. He's a little ghost thing with a stupid...
Yeah.
With a stupid Fat Albert pulled-down hat. Orko's an asshole.
Like a Weird Harold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, never liked Orko. More like Dorko, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but not in a good way.
Cartoon Network did a remake of Thundercats, which is really good.
Yeah, also enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good. So that made me go back and watch the original Thundercats. And, yeah, aside from the, you know, heavy use of BDSM clothing, that was just like, that's what they wore, and nobody questioned it.
Yeah, because Skeletor, he wasn't into that. He-Man, Man-at-Arms, Ram-Man, come on, son.
Dude, that wasn't weird, though, because we watched a lot of wrestling. I was big into WWF back then.
Neither was Thundercats back then.
Yeah, but the difference between He-Man and...
there wasn't an eye.
It wasn't like Lycra. At you. It wasn't like... Thundercats stuff seemed like it was made to...
That's true.
Made to bend a little bit.
That's true. It was furry.
It was furry, yeah. Like a barbarian. Yeah. Again, it's you're looking at it through the lens of what else you got going on around you. And people are like, that's cool. But let's do a show that's all bondage furries.
Yeah.
We can make it work. We can sell some toys with that.
What are we going to call him? Oh, I don't know.
He's a lion guy, right?
We could call him Lionel.
Lionel?
No. Like Lionel Richie? Mm-mm. Mm. No. We need a vowel. Lion.
Lion eye. I think that might be multiple lions.
Yes. No, no. That's Illinois University. The.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. That's the Illini. Illini?
Yeah.
What are those stupid trains?
Lion-O?
Lion-O.
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 Lion-O. Done.
Print. Perfect.
All right, what about this Panther guy?
I mean, well, we can't call him Panther.
What about, like, Pantera?
Ooh. I'm going to love those guys. I need to tell my kid that they'd make an awesome college band name.
Yeah. But it's kind of brutal, right?
Yeah.
He's a brute, but I think there's already a band.
What? Hang on. What about, we're going with Lion-O. What about Pantho? It doesn't have the quite same ring to it.
Mm.
Oh, Panthor. Because it's like Thor. Panthor.
You know what? Pencil it.
We'll circle back around.
What are the tiger? Dude, we gotta start working on this tomorrow.
Is it a guy tiger?
Or... Yeah, he's a guy. He's a Geiger.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking if we made it a chick, we'd call it Tigra.
It's already a DC character, I think.
Fuck. This is difficult.
Tigro? Put it down. What about the chick? She's a cheetah.
Cum dumpster.
Nah.
That's what we call my mother-in-law.
Mm. And she's a cheetah. She's a chick. So we can put another A. Cheetah.
Cheetah.
No, that's fucking stupid.
How about this? Does she have affairs?
Affairs?
Yeah.
She's the only female. Well, there's got the two teenage things.
Could we call her Cheetor?
Cheat the fuck out.
That's what we call my wife.
Henry, get in here. The chick cat. Thundercat.
Henrietta?
Fuck you. Cheetara. Write it down. Moving on. Okay. The Cosby Show.
Name him Bill?
No.
Theodore.
No.
Vanessa.
Like, the Cosby Show is one that...
Oh, I thought we were naming them.
That should hold up.
Why?
Because, like, I've watched Wings reruns. I've watched Cheers reruns. Watched, like, Barney Miller. Fantastic.
Barney Miller's still fucking awesome.
Cosby Show should work. However, it doesn't.
So
it was the most popular show at the time.
Let me go
without question. Everybody loved it.
Here's why Cosby Show doesn't work.
We were threatened with the heaviest punishment was you can't watch the Cosby Show tonight because unless you do blank.
See, it was a little different in my house, and my house was if you don't do this, you will have to watch the Cosby Show.
Oh really?
No.
He was America's dad, just not yours.
Here's why Fresh Prince holds up and the Cosby Show doesn't. Rape. Lots of rape. All the rapes.
I was going to say, Will Smith's never been caught.
No. Will Smith's a fucking good dude. I vote for Will Smith for Congress.
I don't know if he's ever going to have political aspirations. He seems really intent on making his kids into superstars. Like he's gonna spend so much money and time covering for that kid who's running around in an all white Batman suit.
Jaden.
Like it ain't a yeah. Like it ain't a thing. Like there's gonna be scandals.
Yeah.
He's trying to build a new empire with him and the Kardashians, and there's just too much weirdness. I don't know what that kid's gonna do, but it's probably gonna involve a storage container found with skinned humans inside of it.
I mean, we can only hope. And you know what? I'm still going to watch that scene. It's the first season of Fresh Prince where he's at the dinner party. And he starts playing the spoons on the
glasses. Episode one.
He's playing the spoons on the glasses. Love that beat.
Yes. It was the same episode where he walks in and Ashley's dancing.
Yeah, and he's dancing behind her.
Dancing behind her? Yeah,
because he's got his cummerbund up on his chest.
Yeah.
As one is wont to do with a cummerbund.
Yeah. Still works.
Yeah.
But the big thing there is probably the rape. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey didn't rape a lot of people. What about, so this one is another HBO show.
Did Jeffrey didn't rape a lot of people? I think Will Smith, I think the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would still be valid if it turned out that Jeffrey was a rampant racist. I think the Cosby Show could still hold on if it turned out that like Rudy was some sort of serial rapist.
Jesus.
But like,
wasn't she in porn?
No, you're thinking of Family Matters.
Family Matters, yep. The daughter who disappeared after one season.
Yeah, they kicked her off and she's like, I'll be in movies, damn it.
Yeah. I'll show you, Urkel.
Yeah. She kind of did. Yeah. I mean, she just went on to do porn and drugs and he kind of stayed himself.
Yeah, he had to be, that dude is still Urkel.
Yeah. And he got way creepier. It's like Balky.
Ooh.
From yeah. Perfect Strangers.
Like always Balky.
That dude just got weirder.
Yeah, people are like, wait a minute, he doesn't really talk like that?
Yeah, well, like...
What about Cousin Larry? What happened to him?
He was smart enough to, like, just fade. He's like, I'm just going to fade. I got, you know, I made some money. I invested it wisely.
God, Balky Bartakamus. Why do I know his full name?
That show was on... Dude, it was TGI Friday.
He was also the gun dealer in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yeah, he was the fashion guy in the first two.
Yeah, fashion guy and, yeah, then slash gun dealer in the last one. He's just so ridiculous.
But, yeah, he got really creepy. He was on, like, the celebrity, not Big Brother, but, like, the one where they're all, like, living together in a house. But not there's not a competition.
Rehab?
No, it wasn't Rehab. It was the one that Vern Troyer was on the first season. Yeah,
any of that shit.
I don't remember. I didn't either, but I used to. It was on when I was working.
It had to be on VH1, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so. So it was on. Like, it was when I was working at the hotel, and so it was on the TVs. That's how I have any idea what the fuck it was. But yeah, he was really creepy on that. But Urkel was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And my mom and Carol were heavily into that show up until a couple seasons back. And they're just like, yeah, we've had enough. But he was on that, and I think he thought it was... Like, he didn't get what it was. Like, Dave Chappelle, in one of his recent stand-up specials, was like, you know, I've been kind of getting myself together and all that stuff. I got that phone call from Dancing with the Stars, and I was like, not yet. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Still got a little juice in me. Jaleel White got that.
Or if you're a good athlete. Then they want you.
Yeah. A little boost. But, like, Urkel got the phone call, and he was like, this is it.
This is my comeback.
I'm going to pull, like, a... Whatever the one that was... One of the guys from... Joey from New Kids on the Block.
Fat one.
No, the young one.
No,
you're thinking
Fatone.
Of Fatone. You're thinking of Fatone. No.
Joey Fat One.
That's...
NSYNC.
Joe from... I don't remember. New Kids on the Block.
Oh, the one with the pretty eyes. He was the young one.
Yes, sonny.
Yeah. There's one. Go ahead and time check that.
Joey McIntyre.
Yeah.
Yeah, he... I think he's just going by Joe now. Joe McIntyre.
Oh.
You're Joey.
Joe McIntyre, fix your drywall.
Well, it's like the kid from Silver Spoons, Ricky.
Yeah, now he's Rick Schroeder.
He's not. He's Ricky Schroeder.
I don't care how many episodes of NYPD Blue you do. You're fucking Ricky. I'm not going by son, am I? No.
So Urkel gets on the show and he's like, I got it. I got to do it. But he wasn't pulling the audience. They did not like him because he had no personality and he was an unlikable weirdo. So
yeah, he never had. Even whenever he would play like the hot Urkel, he was still like a zero personality.
Is Steve Urkel? I think that was all they did with it.
Stefan.
Stefan, there it is. Well,
all this being said, I fucking love Family Matters too.
Really?
Yes.
Like even after it just became Carl and Urkel,
when
the show?
When Urkel was like 30, yeah. Like, oh, did I do that? Like, what?
Did I do that?
They're just there dubbing it in because he can't hit those high notes anymore because he went through puberty 17 years ago.
The storylines where he's like not paying his taxes. Well, like if you are Urkel level of celebrity on Dancing with the Stars, it helps to win the audience's favor if you have a story. And they all try and come up with some big deep story about how, I just had my second son and he was born deaf, and you know that my wife and I were broke, but it's made our, not just our relationship, but our family stronger. And we've learned, you know,
all walk around the house with giant sound deadening headphones on now, so we can experience life like that.
And we've learned sign language along with him. And I found that that's, you know, we're able to grow together. And I think our relationship's deeper than it would have been if he had been born with hearing.
And that's the kind of shit that makes me cry now. Because 40-year-old Sonny cries at that shit.
Right. And you're supposed to. And that's why they do it. And they cut the little montage together with like the little cloudy lighting and like the you know, like right off a Kincaid painting. Oh. Like where it's just,
I can't even watch Game Day on SportsCenter anymore because they do like 3 feel good pieces about like the fucking USC had a blind kid who was a center, and he snapped for a field goal in a game, and they kicked the field goal. It's like, oh my god,
Did he play like all the games, or he just did it for the one game?
So this kid, he was like a huge USC fan. He had eye cancer and he lost one of his eyes. And they were like, all right, we got it. Your other eye is good. And then like 3 years later, I'm like, hey, about that other eye.
Oh, they're gonna say he got hit by a BB gun.
No, he gets cancer, comes back in the other eye.
Mm.
And so, like, the team hears about it, and they hear he's this huge USC fan. And so before he goes into surgery to have his other eye removed, the team brings him in. They let him hang out. He's at practice. He meets the coach, Pete Carroll, who I almost felt like a modicum of, like, maybe he is a decent person. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a fucking horrible human being. But for a second there, like, they had me. And I was like, oh, man. Like, they bring this kid into the practice and everything. And then, like, 3 days later, you know, he goes and gets his other eye removed, so now he's totally blind. But before that, he was a snapper. He was a center. And he wanted to keep doing it, so he practiced long snapping, because whenever you're a long snapper, you usually don't have to block anybody. Because, you know, you're snapping away back for the punt, so you just kind of snap, stand up, and everybody's running around you anyway. So he keeps practicing. He hangs out with the team like while he's, because he's like 13 at the time, and then when he turns 18, he goes to USC and tries out for the football team and makes it as like the backup long snapper.
All right.
So like, but his whole career though, he never goes into a game because
he's blind.
He's blind and he's the backup long snapper. And then one time, you know, they give him the field goal, like his senior year. They let him snap one for the kick in live game, and it counted, you know. So, of course, and he's, like, walking off the field, and everybody's hugging him, and it's, like, fucking tears are just rolling. But then I found out I'm an even bigger pussy, because they also do the stories of kids who get scholarships.
Uh-huh.
And it's always, like, the kid, like, he's from a horrible neighborhood, and, like, the one kid was, like, I was on my way in to tell the coach I had to quit the team because my financial aid had ran out. And my mom was working 3 jobs, and I was working 2 jobs, and I just couldn't afford it anymore. And that's the day the news came through, and it happens to be Mother's Day. And break it to his mom that he's getting the scholarship, and she's crying. All her friends are crying. They call him, and everybody's crying. And the team's freaking out and losing their mind, and they're all crying because their best friend can stay with the team. And it's like, I'm sitting on the sofa like, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Fucking wreck. I don't know what happened to me, but Jesus, did I turn into a pussy. Anyway, Urkel's. Tell me Urkel's heartwarming story.
Well, Jaleel White had none of that.
Oh, was he just like, I'm still trying to Urkel?
Pretty much. And I think if he had done that, if he had just come out and gone, you know what? People always remember me as Steve Urkel, and I think that's cool. I really, you know, I think it's great that that show could, you know, people have fond memories of it. That was all, you know, it's an awkward time for any, like, I can do that interview better than he does, and I'm not even him.
Yeah.
Like, it was an awkward time for everybody, and for me, it was extra awkward, and people still, you know, they see me, and, you know, I never really
grew
up, I still look like Earl, and I was bitter about that for a while, but I found that people are so happy when they bring it up, and they tell me these memories about watching TV on a Friday night with their families, and you know how it got them through troubled times.
Maybe I can help the next generation of kids too.
Yeah, maybe I can do something. So that's why I've decided to go back to school and get my teaching degree or whatever it is.
I didn't want to be bitter like Dustin Diamond and knife somebody at a bar in Green Bay.
Right. But he didn't do any of that. He saw this as like, this is totally going to work out for me. I can do whatever I want. Jaleel White's making a comeback.
You know, I was a scientist on a Lifetime movie about 3 years ago, so, you know, I'm still getting acting work.
It's working. I'm still there. I'm just waiting for the night. But he didn't. What happened was...
Did he, like, smooth out his eyebrows at any point?
He made it through a few rounds, right, where he didn't get the boot, because he can kind of keep up, you know? And that's enough to get you through up until it starts getting tight. And after that, you have to... both
practice.
Be really good, and you need to have a story. Now, for some reason, the football players and stuff, they don't need a story. Like, they're already heroes on the field, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm Antonio Brown.
It's amazing
to... $7 million, and it's amazing to be me.
Those motherfuckers can dance, too.
Yeah.
Like, they really tear it up, and so people love seeing that.
Yeah, because that's who always wins it. It's either the football player...
or a gymnast.
Or the singer... who 90% of her fucking concert is her lip syncing to songs that she didn't write and dancing. Like, come on, you're fucking cheating.
Well, Carol was... We get in arguments about one of the figure skaters. Was it Michelle Kwan?
Yeah, same fucking thing.
Yeah, I was like, baby, she's a figure skater. She can dance.
She dances on ice.
Yeah, with metal on her feet.
That's
got to
be more
nothing.
Difficult.
And she's like, oh, she's so amazing. I'm like, she's a figure skater. It's like the gymnast. She's got rhythm. Yeah! Yeah! It's a thing.
One of the first ones that won was, because this shit used to be on in my house all the time, the girl from the fucking Pussycat Dolls. Like,
yeah. She did.
Other people wrote songs, and you lip-synced to them in concerts while doing an hour
energetic
and a half
dance
worth
routine.
Of energetic dance routine that all you've ever had to do is, like, some crunches, get your hair and makeup done, and follow these dance steps. Gee, I wonder how she pulled it off. It must have been a difficult path to victory.
So Jaleel White's got none of that game. But on a week before, you know what? I don't even think it was the week before. I think it was like two dances before. His routine goes really well. Or this woman's routine goes really well. And everybody comes up and she's like all emotional about it. I think it might have been she was either like blind or missing a leg.
Please
or
tell me
something.
Interrupter.
It was something weird. But like she like breaks down and everybody's all emotional and yeah, she got a perfect score. It's amazing. So Jaleel White sees this and sees the audience going crazy, not putting it together that I have no physical disabilities other than being Urkel. So they come up. He has a really good routine. He gets an almost perfect score. They all rush up to him like, oh, that's great. What do you think? And so he starts crying. But you saw how he acted. Right. He's like, I love acting so much, and I love performing, and I love performing for people, and this is just, like, he's blubbering, trying to make sounds, and fake crying like
if you look on the screen right now, you'll see my agent's email address.
Right, like his girlfriend just caught him in bed with another woman, and he's like, no, I'm sorry, you don't understand.
He's
like,
grabbing a condensation-covered bottle of water, and, like, trying to get condensation, and...
Like he's pinching
his
own ear as hard as he can, trying
pinching
to get something.
A nut.
And like you just feel it does the opposite. The energy is sucked out of everyone.
Everybody just slowly backs up from him.
Right. Like,
everybody's
like, oh well, that's good.
He should have just went like full thug and like going like Denzel in Training Day. King Kong ain't got shit, homie. This one-legged blind bitch ain't taking me out.
It was alive.
And then they're like, she doesn't have one leg. And so then he like pulls out a knife. Not yet, bitch.
Dustin Diamond ain't got shit on me. I would have voted for him then.
Yeah, no shit. I think we're gonna ride this train into the ground.
He should have at least like tried to petition like Opie and Anthony, which was a thing at the time. But like they did that to Jerry Springer. Like they had everybody call in and vote for Jerry Springer.
And then because Howard Stern took all the credit for it.
He didn't want to be on it anymore. And they, like, every week they'd be like, well, we got him voting for you, Jerry. And he's like, please don't. Please stop, guys. It's been fun, but I'm tired. And he was flying back and forth.
He made it like 7 weeks.
Yeah.
He was one short of the final
three. And he wasn't good.
No, it's terrible. Finally, the judges had to be like, look, fan votes are a bunch of horseshit. So
we got to step in here. So, like, one of the last things on my list is naked pictures of your friend's moms.
I'm not allowed to talk about this.
Like, there were several cases in my youth that barely held up. But now, you know, 30 years later, I don't think it would really hold up at all.
No, but, well, now, like, the moms now, like, the moms we saw growing up, they can't hold up because the moms 30 years ago,
they were 80s moms. Yeah.
They look like moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't have a hot teacher in fifth grade.
No.
Like, now fucking teachers are smoke shows. Like, when the fuck, like...
As a society, we've started learning how to age ourselves better.
Yeah, like... And
pay attention. Like even, the fucking Italians. Like, even, Italian people fucking get their shit together.
Yeah, even women who look like 90s moms in the 90s with their fucking mom jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at them now, it's like, you look 20 years younger. You look better now than you did 20 years ago when you were at your prime. Like, you're 50 now. And you look better now than you did when you were 30. But now, like, the women now, it's like, do I want to be a teacher or a stripper? Because I'm fucking hot enough to be a stripper. But, I mean, I got morals, and I'm not incompetent.
Well, I guess...
And I don't have a drug problem. I guess I'll be a teacher.
Well, when you were a kid, did you have a friend who had a hot mom?
Hot-ish.
Hmm? Yeah, well, like, real world hot.
Yeah.
It's a difference, you know?
But now, like, you see kids' moms now, like, that ain't real world hot. That's like, she's hotter than internet porn hot.
Which explains the way, the direction internet porn has taken.
Yeah.
But, so, would you want to see a picture of her now?
No.
Well, there you go. Those things that doesn't quite age.
Well, fuck, I don't want to see a picture of me naked now. And I'm in better shape than I've been in pretty much most of my life.
You sure? I'll put these away then.
See, that's the other reason, like, I never send a dick pic, because I told you, my phone's giant. Like, this is a 6-inch screen. My dick still looks small on this. The biggest dick in the world doesn't look impressive on the biggest cell phone in the world.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have this cell phone in college. Yeah. I had a little tiny phone.
I'm glad I didn't have Snapchat in college. Jesus.
Yeah. Tumblr, Facebook, any of that shit. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Now, there are hard pictures of my dick somewhere from Mardi Gras.
Like pictures of it turgid?
Both. Hard pictures as in, like, someone took film to a store.
Hard copies?
Yeah. There's probably some Polaroids, too.
Somebody in a Walgreens somewhere saw it?
Yeah. So there's a Walgreens in Dubuque where some guy saw my dick. Battle ready, too. Because that was the deal I always had.
Battle ready?
When I was on Bourbon Street, I was like, look, I'm not taking my dick out, you know, unless it's ready for show. I'm not pulling a limp dick out. What's impressive? What woman's ever seen a limp dick and be like, got to have that? None. Most of them don't see a hard dick and be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, my general understanding is that... And, you know, this isn't just a passing observation. It's something that has come up in conversations over and over again. Women have no interest in pictures of your junk.
No.
Which is hard for guys to fathom because you could send us a picture of anything. Send me a picture of your inner thigh mm-hmm. with the camera an inch away. I'd be like, oh, beating off to
I'm
this.
Gonna, I'm going
to
tilt it and try and look. Ah, I can see a hair. But no, so like on Bourbon Street, you know, like there would be packs of drunk women.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, show me your dick. And I'd be like, I'm not taking out my limp dick. Like, that's the dumbest fucking thing ever. If you want to see my dick, get them ready for show. At which point, some chick would invariably, you know, reach down there, get a little tuggy tug tug, maybe a little.
How's your father?
Yeah, a little. Fucking exact phrase I was trying to think of. I don't know why I know that phrase. I can't remember where it's from.
Now, gay dudes love dick shots.
But, so, you know, they would, blah, 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 and I'd fucking take it out.
Buddy of mine worked at Sunglass Hut.
Four times.
And he was like, I really, and I still do, I want a pair of those Steve McQueen Persoles.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, from...
Bullet.
From the Thomas Crown Affair. He also had a pair of Persoles and Bullet. But I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah. I'd be fine with either one.
I'd like some original Thomas Magnum sunglasses, too.
You'd have to shave off the beard, though. You just have to be mustache
no,
man.
No, I just want the sunglasses.
Mm.
Those fucking sunglasses were awesome.
Well,
they look like aviators, but they're not. It's some French company, and they're fucking really expensive. And whenever you see a pair, you're like, God, yeah, that's so much cooler than anything now.
Well, they had like a re-edition of them that was it was that exact pair of sunglasses. Just you can buy it now, and they were still like $500.
Jesus.
And a friend of mine that worked there was like, Nick, I will totally give you a pair of these if you send me a picture of your dick. And I was like, I'm never gonna own those sunglasses. It's not a deal you can make with a chick. Like, if I had a woman friend that worked at Sunglass Hut, and I was like, I will send you a picture of my dick in exchange for... See, and Carol was fine with it. She's like, yeah, send him a picture of your dick. The sunglasses, I don't care. Like, Nick, she wasn't worried about it.
Nick.
What?
I'll fucking send him a picture of my dick, and you can claim it as yours if it gets you the sunglasses.
What I did was I sent him a picture of a giant black cock, and I was like, there you go. That's me. And he's like, no. So I just... over the course of several days, just send him animal dicks from all over. But no, I never got them.
I would have given you a real picture of my dick, and like I would have even came over here and done it so you could be like, here's my rug.
He would have known. He would have known. I don't know how, but he'd have known.
I'd have put it in Carol's hand.
He would have known. She was throttling it.
I mean, well, I could have done that with Photoshop. It didn't have to be a real one.
I was about to go. I was like, well, that's awful nice. It's sunny.
I could have put it like next to your Darth Vader, Mr. Potato Head, and Optimus Prime. I could have just laid it between them like I was titty fucking them.
Yeah, I'm starting to build up a regular collection, including this guy, which you have yet to...
He looks fucking cooler over here. That's why we left him here, because you have all the toys and he's much fucking cooler here.
Yeah, I've got Super Sunny.
I know. Fucking love this dude. He's going to get Snapchatted. This is dead air. This is like whenever James is having problems. We need to talk more. Oh, so my show that I remember from that is that I thought should have held up better than it did. Encyclopedia, also an HBO show. Jim Fry would probably be the only person you'd know. Somebody, Faith, can't remember her name. She was on Spin City later. She was the, she married the fucking guy, Paul. Anyway, but it was a show like they would do encyclopedia topics. But it would be like kind of sketch comedy-ish style.
Okay, so they go like, they flip to something in the encyclopedia and be like, aardvarks, and then it would cut to a sketch about aardvarks.
Yeah, and it worked. It was okay. It held up okay-ish.
It's like Mr. Show.
No, it was trying to be educational for kids.
Like Nick News.
Yes, but it was adults doing it.
Hmm.
And they had a band on there. And so, like, one topic was always, like, they sang a song about it. It was an all-chick band. One of the girls had a big nose. One of them could have got it. Pretty sure they were all lesbians.
Well, there's a more recent show. There's a more recent show on Hulu called Horrible Histories. It's a whole bunch of people that, if you watch it now, you'd be like, oh, that guy's on blah, blah, blah. And that guy's, they've all gone on to do things. But this was like maybe early 2000s, early to late early 2000s, whatever. But it's like they talk about history, but all the awful shit that your history teacher never tells you.
Fuck, I need to see that.
Yeah.
You said that's on BitTorrent?
It's yes, it should be.
We'll have to look that up.
Right. Well, we've just passed the 56-minute mark.
Damn.
Time flies.
We're having fun.
Mm.
It's felt like about 4 hours to me.
Right? It
See what I did there? See what I did?
Well, Sonny, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm sure I'll have you again.
Yeah, you will.
As I have.
We need to link up with James and do like a three-way.
Yeah, although I have so many fucking technical problems now with just me and James. Like, I don't know.
No, I would like Skype in too from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Just see if we could make it like really
That's
awkward.
What I'm saying. Or it just sounds like Max Headroom, but like where the you can't get the antenna to work.
Max Headroom didn't hold up.
Yeah.
No. R.I.P.
Anything tech-wise. Like Johnny Mnemonic. I think his Max, hold on.
Thankfully, I hated that at the time, so I never had to see it.
Hold on, let me.
Just because I thought the name was fucking dumb.
Well, it there's a it's based on a Philip K. Dick story. No, not Philip. William Gibson story.
I was gonna say Philip K. Dick. That was more detective-y. I'm not.
Well, Philip K. Dick, the Blade Runner and all that shit.
Who the fuck am I thinking of?
I don't know. But William Gibson.
Oh, never mind, Philip Marlowe. Fuck me.
Yeah. William Gibson did like Neuromancer and all that shit. But he's. Johnny Mnemonic is a character in one of his stories, like a short story. And. The story's kind of cool. Oh, here's how you should know, because it's a Canadian American cyberpunk action thriller.
Because I was big into that.
Well, no. That's how you know it's going to be kind of weak, because Canadian action flicks always have kind of a little air where you're like, what is that? This feels like it was made in Hong Kong.
Like, yeah, you can always tell. That's like whenever you're watching, the modern equivalent is half the shit on HGTV now.
Mm.
Like,
it's all in Ontario, buying
and
Toronto.
House show. Yeah, it's like, that seems like weird. Like, just the feel of the neighborhood is like, why are the cars tiny?
Okay, so.
People suck.
So, Johnny Mnemonic is a courier where he downloads information into his brain to keep it secure. His memory capacity, ready for this? This is 95, I think.
1.2 gigs?
No, it's more than that.
3.8?
Okay, first off, his budget was $26 million and it made $52 million. What the fuck? So his memory capacity was 80 gigs. And he gets a Pimax memory doubler that allows him to take in 160 gigs.
That's just ridiculous.
But it turns out that the data he has to carry is 320 gigs. And that's going to melt his brain. He's got to get it out.
God, I'm so glad I didn't see that.
And I'm pretty sure you can get a terabyte flash drive now, right?
Yeah, well, if you have ridiculous money. Like, they're still super expensive.
Yeah, but let's say
I have a 128 gig flash drive on my keychain right now.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a thing. So let's say your job in 20... I guess it's like
however, I do have a 128 gig phone and I have a 256 gig SD card in it. So I could carry all the Johnny Mnemonic shit on my phone and not have to delete my music.
Let's see. So, well, but you would think if you were a courier in the futuristic year of a data courier in the futuristic year of 2021, you could conceivably maybe invest a little bit,
just a wee bit,
you know, but maybe just put it on a flash drive and put it up your butt.
I mean, it does. Well, is your ass USB 3.0? Because you're going to want that high speed transfer.
Yep, it's a mini USB port though, so it's
Type C.
The new one.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking fast charging, it'd be awesome.
Movie. All right. This got weird. With that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown. I don't even want to be.
And I'm Nick Moore. You have been dorked.
Dork around, shticks.
Thanks for sticking around, dorks. You dork.
Sunny.
Sunny. Sunny Weathers.
Well, this is my favorite part that we can talk while the show's going on.
How's it going on?
All my favorite podcasts do this.
Well, the thing is, since you're nice, you're pretty far away from the mic, and you're also talking really quiet.
No, I was trying to like fade it on.
So, but
do you ever listen to Rad Years podcast?
I'm gonna hold off on putting the music in until like this point.
Until this point.
So it starts coming in.
Do you ever listen to Rad Years?
Rad Years?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
It's two guys who are you're 34-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably your age. Mm-hmm. So they were more like. Late 80s, early to mid 90s was like their prime youth. And they talk about when everything used to be rad. Like, one episode will be like, these were our favorite cartoons. These were our favorite commercials. These were the fucking most awesome McDonald's toys that you got. Blah, 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 blah. And I fucking love it. So if you're looking for another podcast, Rad Years, awesome. Highly recommend it.
Thanks, Sonny. Always...
This is why I waited until the fade out.
So let me plug some shit.
This is why I waited until the fade out. I get nothing from him.
Right.
I stumbled across it on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I think Dork has more listeners. I'm more registered.
All 8 of our listeners will check out Reddit. It's kind of like what we were talking about this week. But,